Regardless of how much money we make, there's always a burning question within us. Am I making enough for my age? Am I on track, ahead, or falling behind? Today, we're going to discuss the average net worth by age so you can know how you stack up on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. You're married, three kids, a big house, a car, and work a respectable job as an executive of a small local company. You're celebrating your 40th birthday and happen to look online and see a 20-year-old driving a Corvette, parked in front of a five-bedroom mansion in the hills, and he's flashing money that he made all through investing and starting up a technology company. You start to look around and ask yourself, what have I been doing with my life? Is this where I'm supposed to be? I mean, how can a 20-year-old outperform me? I have a master's and over a decade of experience, and here he is, fresh out of high school, with a better life than me. Well, brothers and sisters, today we are going to figure out if this man is behind in life, or is this young man just so happened to hit the lottery of good fortune? I am A.B. Ridgeway, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and as a certified private wealth advisor professional, many of my clients suffer from past financial regrets. They feel they could have done more. They think that if things were different or they made different decisions, they would be further in life. But when we think of net worth or what we have made up to this point, how does everyone else really stack up? On social media, it gives us this distorted look, because it only shows us the popular and the successful people who have somehow mastered the algorithm. So God willing, today we will reveal the truth so you can have a better idea of where you stand. So who is better to get the financial information of the country than the Federal Reserve, which released its survey of consumer finances in October, outlined the average net worth of Americans by age. So just so we're all on the same page, how do you calculate your net worth? Very simple. You take your assets and you subtract them from your liabilities. So assets minus liabilities. For easy numbers, if you have $1 million in assets, that's your house, your car, etc., and you have $250,000 in liabilities, that's your mortgage, that's your car notes and other loans, then your net worth would be $1 million minus $250,000 to have a net worth of $750,000. In this report, it says between 2019 and 2022, the median net worth of U.S. households surged 37% to $192,900. According to that same report, the average net worth increased 23% to $1,063,700. Now, if you're asking, I don't know. $1 million seems kind of high for an average net worth. Maybe I'm further behind than I think. Well, wait just 1 minute. The problem with the averages is that the wealthy individuals actually drive that average up. Well, let me explain what the median is, and then I'll explain what the mean is. So the median is when you place all the data points from lowest to highest in a straight line, and whatever number is smack dab in the middle, that will be the median. When you calculate the average or the mean, you add all the numbers together and you divide it by how many data points you have. Is the average net worth of Americans truly $1,063,700 in real life? No. I mean, you can look around your neighborhood, you can go shopping and realize everyone you bump into is not a millionaire, right? That's kind of easy to prove. So let me help you with an illustration. We all know Jeff Bezos, right? He's one of the richest men in the world. And he has a net worth of about $194 billion. Man, I wish he tripped falls and gave me some. But anyway, if you put him in a room with 194,000 people with zero net worth, that means they don't have a dollar to their name, no assets or liabilities, the average would look like everyone was a millionaire. So to get the average, because to get the average, you have to add up all the dollars of everyone in the room, then divide by the number of people in the room. So Jeff Bezos has $194 billion. Everyone else has zero. So that's $194 billion divided by 194,000 people. Your average is $1 million. Now, is that true? No, everyone's not a millionaire. Jeff Bezos just happens to be a billionaire. But the median would be what? So if you lined up everyone's net worth, 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 and then you put Jeff Bezos' $194 billion at the end, what number will be in the middle? Zero. So in this case, zero is actually closer to the reality of the people in that room. So when we're thinking about what is the median net worth of the US household, we're not going to lean on the million. In this case, we'll choose the 192,900, which makes a little bit more sense because that is going to take in consideration households, mortgages, car loans, things of that nature. So roughly about $200,000 net worth. If you take everyone's assets, subtract their liabilities, this is about how much money they have to work with. So without further delay, let's get into these ages and these reference points. And I want you to stick with me because we're going to figure out where you fall into these categories. Are you ahead? Are you behind? Or you're right on track, right there somewhere in the middle. I'm going to give you the ages of references, and then I'm going to give you the average net worth of that age category. So first is less than 35 years old. These are people who are accumulators. They're getting their first homes or they're starting their families. Maybe they have their first kid or two, right? Their net worth is $39,000. That's it. $39,000. Let's go to the next group, 35 to 44. That net worth jumps up to $135,600. So within that 10-year range, we gain about another $100,000 of assets. The next group, 45 to 55. In this group, maybe you have some adult children at this point if you started early, or you're starting to think about maybe you need to start planning for retirement and getting ready for the third stage in our life. Well, these people have $247,200. Once again, maybe if you're paying for college, this could be a little bit less, or if you don't have any children, this could be a little bit more. The next category, and a majority of you listening are in this category, 55 to 64, and their net worth is $364,500. Most likely, these individuals have paid off their home. They have a lot more equity. They are driving the car that they drove 6 or 7 years ago because they don't want to buy new cars every 6 years. This group is also most likely to start getting distributions from their retirement account. So we see these individuals reaping the benefits of some of their investment accounts when they make the choice to retire. The next category is 65 to 75. These people are definitely taking withdrawals, maybe to the point where they're taking Social Security, they're around full retirement age, so their income is starting to increase. Once again, their houses are paid off, their cars are paid off. Most likely, the income from their retirement and other income sources are accumulating, compound interest has kicked in, and now we see that their net worth is $409,900. Now, this last group is unique. This is 75 or more, and their net worth is $335,600. So in this report, it's not just about net worth. They also break down education levels, you know, whether you went to high school, some college, full college, postgraduate degrees, things of that nature, race and ethnicity, housing status, and if they live in the metropolitan area or not. These numbers are basically an average of all those put together. Now, I think these are very interesting statistics because it shows that there isn't much difference between the net worth of the age groups. And I don't know if this is true or not. This is just my own little kind of rough calculations, but it looks like for every 10 years, it seems the net worth only grows about $100,000 on average, which is $10,000 a year. And if you have a 30-year mortgage, that increase in equity is basically the equivalent to a net worth increase. Well, let's say, for example, that your principal is being paid down per month of $833, which gives you about $10,000 a year. That's your net worth right there, right? The more you pay on your mortgage principal, the higher your net worth is going to increase if everything else remains the same. So if you just pay off your house on time, you're going to be on track for your net worth average growth with all Americans. But we also want to take that a step further, right? We don't want to be average. But another point is that we may not be behind or ahead as we once thought. One vital statistic I saw was that at age 75 or older, the net worth actually dropped, even though all the decades prior saw a net worth increase. Now, why can this be? Well, I think this could be from increased medical costs and also from the distribution of wealth. You know, my mom said it best. You spend half of your life trying to accumulate things, and you spend the second half of your life trying to give it away. So if you want to see the full report from the Federal Reserve, I'll leave a link in the description. It goes into details about net worth, income, assets, debts, and financial vulnerability, if you're into all that. And if you like this episode, be sure to subscribe and share to your friends who also would like to know where they stand. And one more thing, check out episode number 203, 3 tips on how to become a millionaire with a small income, just in case you feel like you're behind. Even if you're on track, there's some great tips that work for everybody. So whether you make a lot of money or have a small income, these strategies will help you build the wealth you desire. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So whether you're at the top of the average or below it, as Christian investors, it is our job to stay content because we know God will take care of us. But this is just a good benchmark to strive for when creating your financial plan. If you haven't created yours yet, be sure to schedule a consultation by going to www.abrwealthmanagement.com and take the first steps to improving that net worth and become the good steward God has called you to be. Well, that is it for me. I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.